American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Greatest thing about, you know, the beef community or industry is, I think, people that are in it.
That's Kevin Thielen, the executive director of the Kansas Beef Council. And even though he's in this administrative position, he does come from a cattle family.
So I grew up in central Kansas, so close to a town called Russell. And I have two older brothers who are back, you know, raising cows and farming and also feeding cattle. And they have families. And so that's how I kind of ended up at the Kansas Beef Council, because I, you know, we all need to work. So I really enjoy what I do here, but it's allowed me to keep my fingers in the beef industry and not, you know, keep tied to agriculture.
And there's certainly nothing wrong with getting off the ranch and getting that passion of promoting beef.
It is. It's been great. The greatest thing about, you know, the beef community or industry is, I think, the people that are in it. So it's just amazing. And I don't think that's true of every industry. So I'm proud to be a part of it.
And again, that's Kevin Thielen, executive director of the Kansas Beef Council. It's going to be difficult to feed a hungry world with soon to be 10 billion people with fewer and fewer resources. But Sarah Klopadic, a PhD student at UC Davis, is working hard to find answers.
That's my goal. How do we do that? And how do we then, once we figure that out, how do we convey that to the public?
And she's got excellent professors helping her.
I'm under the direction of Dr. Frank Mittlerner, and he's inspirational. He works a lot with the public, a lot with the producers, and he does very innovative research on how you can lower your footprint from both beef and dairy sector. He also done a great deal of work in silage, which was the first time that has ever been done, and air quality related to that.
And all this research could lead to answers to feed the masses.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Join us again next time for the latest news in the cattle industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.